This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
This podcast is all about the question of whether the president can activate the citizens to arrest the deep state operatives who are attempting an enemy combatant political coup in America. Now, with a disclaimer said up front here that I'm not advocating any particular course of action, not calling for anything. I certainly don't want to see a civil war. This is more of a constitutional and historical analysis. Can the president issue such an order, and who could he issue it to? The president is, of course, the chief executive of the executive branch, as well as the commander-in-chief of the military. Now, the commander-in-chief of the military has the constitutional right to defend the United States against enemies, both foreign and domestic. In fact, Trump and every member of the military has sworn an oath to defend America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So it wouldn't take much for Trump to release certain classified documents and lay out the bulletproof argument that certain individuals, in fact, an entire deep state cabal of treasonous traitors, are operating as enemy combatants inside the United States, who are trying to overthrow the rule of law, who are trying to oust the duly elected president, and who are trying to seize power through an authoritarian tyranny. And those individuals have names like Robert Mueller and James Comey and John Brennan and Barack Obama and so on. I think all it would take, this is my analysis, all it would take is the president simply announcing a national emergency order and demanding time on the media and issuing a nationwide call for law-abiding citizens, former members of the military and active duty military, as well as law enforcement, to defend their nation against domestic enemies, i.e. enemy combatants. And the president could even give a list of who they are. Now, this fact is becoming, and I should add that this appears to be constitutionally valid. In fact, the founding fathers of the country specifically wrote into the Constitution many laws and rights, or I should say principles and rights, that are that advocate or even grant permission for this. For example, the Second Amendment appears to be written so that the citizens can defend their free nation against tyrannical, authoritarian takeover attempts. Now, I granted there are many different ways to interpret the Second Amendment, but that's certainly when you factor in the earlier writings of the founding fathers, you know, the framers of the Constitution, it appears quite evident that that is perhaps the most important intent of the Second Amendment, was to make sure that the power to control things was decentralized and put into the hands of the citizens, specifically so that they could, if ever needed, rise up in a sort of national immune system to fight off, with arms, obviously, to fight off enemy combatants, an authoritarian dictator, perhaps even a foreign invasion of the United States, and so on. There are many scenarios in which citizens are granted a Second Amendment right, and some would argue even a duty, to rise up and defend their nation against illegal attempts to overthrow the country, or traitorous attempts, or military attempts to overthrow the country, and so on. No one would argue, well, these days someone would, but no reasonable person would argue against the idea that the American citizens have a right to help defend the nation if, let's say, the Chinese invaded California. The Chinese military, if they landed ships and tried to pull an Omaha Beach, let's say, in California, no reasonable person would argue that the citizens didn't have a right to shoot the invading forces and defend the United States shores against an invading foreign enemy. That's clearly one of the primary intents of the Second Amendment. And the commander-in-chief, President Trump at the moment, of course, has the power to command the military to operate even in the United States against foreign enemies. Now, this is really crucial to understand. Many of you think that the military cannot operate inside the United States because you're citing posse comitatus. What you perhaps have missed on that is that posse comitatus only restricts the military against operating as a police force against American citizens. The military is not restricted from operating in the United States against enemy combatants who have infiltrated and invaded the United States. In other words, let's say if the Chinese military invaded and took California, could the U.S. military go to California and engage a foreign invading enemy in California, even though that's in the United States? And the answer is yes, of course you can. Would that be a violation of posse comitatus? Who cares? You're defending you. But the answer is no, it's not a violation. You are defending your nation, even if the enemy has invaded and occupied your country. Well, part of my analysis and one argument is that there is an enemy that has invaded and occupied not just geography in the United States, but that they have occupied institutions. There are enemy combatants and actual traitors. One of them was president. His name was Barack Hussein Obama. And there are others who are still operating under the command of Barack Obama. And those include James Comey and Robert Mueller, John Brennan, Andrew McCabe, and you know many others. Hillary Clinton is her own kind of anti-America mafia. And they are continuing to operate against the interests of America, functioning as an infiltration sabotage force from within. They are no less a threat to this country than an invading enemy force that lands military craft on the beaches of California. And it is well within the constitutional rights of the president to order military action against enemy combatants who have infiltrated domestically and are trying to overthrow the country from within. That can be met with military force. So one answer here, just theoretically, is that the president could order the military police in particular, to arrest the deep state criminals who are still working, you know, in the Department of Justice or inside the FBI, which is a rogue criminal anti-America operation. And there are many other examples of that. The other thing is that Trump could, through a national emergency address, simply reactivate every retired veteran or off-duty soldier, could reactivate them where they are and say, it is now the duty of every citizen and every soldier or every veteran, I mean, every active duty, off-duty, or retired soldier, now you are reactivated and I, as the commander-in-chief, am ordering you to root out these deep state traitors, and he could conceivably have a list of who needs to be arrested and have them subjected to military tribunals inside the United States. And it would all be perfectly legal, perfectly constitutional, protected by the Constitution, affirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court. That is legal and constitutional for Trump to do. Some say that this is something he might do. There's concern even on the left. I've seen some articles in left-wing publications that say they're concerned that Trump is going to order the people to commit violence. Well, that's their version of simply describing what would happen if Trump ordered the American people to arrest the deep state traitors and have them arrested and brought into military tribunals. We don't want to see violence happen. None of us do in those situations. And perhaps violence could be avoided if there were a critical mass of citizens who were given that order and who took steps to arrest the deep state traitors without violence, but with the permission of the president, you see. I tend to think that this will not happen spontaneously unless the president gives the order. Most likely, this is something that will require an executive order, not an EO per se, but an emergency order from the executive commander-in-chief in order to activate all of these actions on the part of the people. And if that were the case, then it's a fairly simple matter to round up all the deep state criminals, take them out of power, subject them to military tribunals, prosecute them, and incarcerate them as appropriate, according to the outcome of the trials, which must be done lawfully, because what we're trying to do is restore the rule of law, because what the president would be trying to do here is to restore the rule of law that has been lost under the corruption and the criminality of the Democrats. So restoring the rule of law can only be done by using a lawful method of arrest and trials, prosecutions, but allowing the witnesses or the defendants to present evidence in their own defense and so on. And not everybody's going to be found guilty. But you have to follow the rule of law, because that's the whole point. We have to restore the rule of law in this country and stop the lawlessness that is the authoritarian left. Robert Mueller is lawless. The left is lawless. They abandon law. But it is by invoking law and invoking executive power and commander-in-chief power that the president could quite literally activate the citizens to save America. Will that happen? I have no idea. But if it did, it would be some fairly bizarre events. Let's just stay tuned and see what does happen. This is Mike Adams here. You can read more of my analysis at newstarget.com. You can listen to more podcasts at brighteon.com, which is the YouTube alternative video website. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.